The Port of Vancouver's grain terminal operator says replacement workers are now loading grain in place of locked-out union members. Rob Manning has reactions from union picket lines today.
United Grain Corporation locked the union out of the Vancouver grain terminal this week over allegations that a longshoreman sabotaged equipment. A company spokesman says the new workers are UGC employees from elsewhere. The move is unpopular with longshore leaders like the president of the Vancouver local, Cager Claybaugh.
Who wouldn't be upset to watch somebody come in and take your job? But, we're gonna take it in stride. We're not going to do anything to put ourselves in a bad position.
Claybaugh says the union is eager to restart negotiations with UGC. United Grain says it has video of two sabotage incidents dating back to December. The ILWU questions the timing of the lockout and the sabotage allegations, coming the same week the Longshore Union reached a deal at other Northwest ports. I'm Rob Manning reporting.